This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala man bu'itha rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a beautiful hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us when a Muslim makes dua for his brother, meaning his fellow Muslim, male or female of course, right? An angel who is appointed for this task, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, says, Ameen wa laka mithlu. Ameen, and for you also. Okay, for you also. So this angel, what it does, right, what this angel does is it supplicates for you. This angel supplicates for you, saying Ameen to whatever dua you make. Alright, so for example, if some of the early Muslim scholars, if they wanted something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they needed something for the dunya or for the akhirah, they would actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this thing for their brother in Islam. Right? And then they would know that the angel who's been appointed for this task would say, Ameen wa laka mithlu. Ameen, and also for you to have the same thing. And there's a joke that goes around where a man, he's making dua, and he's making dua for his friend to get married again, to get a second wife. Okay? So his wife says, be careful. He says, he carries on making dua. Oh Allah, give so and so another wife. A beautiful, pious, beautiful wife. And he basically, you know, keeps making this dua. His wife hears this and she slaps him on the head, or hits him on the head with a rolling pin. Right? So he says, why are you doing this? She says, I know what you're up to. You're making this dua for your friend so that the angels say, Ameen wa laka mithlu. Ameen, and for you also, may you also get a beautiful wife. Alright, so anyway, point being is, whenever you want something good for yourself, make dua for your brother in Islam or your sister in Islam to get this thing. If you want Jannah, then make dua that Allah bestows your family and friends and your brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah bestows them or for them Jannah. Okay, and likewise, anything of this dunya that you want that is good for you, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your for your fellow Muslims, so that the angels say Ameen, and also for you too. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali.